The hiring of college graduates at all degree levels should be very strong in 2016-17. According to Michigan State University's Recruiting Trends, the largest annual survey of employers in the nation, Phil Gardner is the survey's author and directs MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute.
This is the seventh year of an expansion of opportunities for college students. And this year was particularly strong. There's a lot going on crazy in the labor market that you don't pick up in the news and things. There's a lot of employers out there of all different sizes, stripes, colors that are, you know, are really looking for talent in a lot of different guises, and so it's really positive.
Bolstered by company growth and employee turnover, hiring is expected to increase 23%. That company growth and boomer retirements are factors leading to this torrid pace of hiring.
These companies are growing. Some of them have been growing and because of the recession deferred hiring and just now have to keep up. The big one is turnover. That keeps creeping up. 60% of employers that are concerned about that turnover's gotten to levels in their company that is really influencing hiring, and that will keep on going as long as this, you know, the job market continues to work like it is. And then there's the retirement. We've talked every year about this retirement thing of boomers, and you know it's not crushed the market. It hasn't been a crisis that everybody thought, but it slowly has an impact, particularly in some sectors that are older that tend to rely on a lot of people that they can't find substitutes for, whether it's overseas or through technology.
And Gardner adds that companies were slow to see the need for this aggressive hiring.
The other thing that looks like it has happened is that companies got a little complacent about being aggressive recruiters because there was always this supply, everybody needed a job, so they kind of were passive recruiting, and we'll just pick up people because they can't find a job. Well, that changed about 2 years ago, and they still didn't jump on, and now they're really having to get in and be aggressive because there's just not a lot of qualified people around. And yes, there's never going to be enough computer science, and a lot of companies that we work with are really shifting to more IT-based companies, even though they're in manufacturing stuff, because everything's in the cloud, everything's in the and doing it, the process is different, even if it's manufacturing, and it requires some people that are well-grounded in that. And it's not easy to learn cloud computing. You've got to have experience to it. It's not something you'll just pick up right out of a computer science graduate here. They just don't have enough experience.
And Gardner adds that there aren't necessarily hot sectors of the economy leading to all the hiring.
The problem with talking about hot jobs, and everybody wants to know that, is it's the same old list. Because when you talk in college recruiting, especially a school like Michigan State, it's led by computer science and engineering. But it's no different any other year. So you really can't call them hot. And what's happened out there is that the jobs that are hot just really require recombinations of skills and kids using their academic majors in unique ways and take advantage of these opportunities. They can create their own hot jobs.
Gardner cautions students, however, that despite the hot job market, it's imperative they start thinking about their employment future when they're freshmen.
Students that haven't prepared well through the total four-year experience and are rushing at the end to put down their job search, that haven't really had experiences in a professional setting, whether it's internships, this is not a labor market you show up to and say, I've got my degree, where's my job? I mean, you still have to earn, you get the door open, but you still have to earn the right to go look to get that position. And the sad thing is, in this labor market, they'll just say, well, go back and get that experience and come back to us later. Kids that really have the initiative, they're resilient, they've had experiences, they go out and prepare themselves, are going to be well received in this market, and they're going to do well. Sometimes I just like to go around and kick about, I won't give the percentage because it's more than half, just a swift kick in the derriere because they just need to get going. Because these opportunities pass and they're not going to get them again.
Search for Michigan State University's recruiting trends for more.